Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, praise the Lord and welcome. Welcome. Now let's go visit the prayer army.
Speak up your word, and I hand you over back to the man servant, Pastor Will.
God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, my dear sister. Thank you very much for those that prayer that you prayed in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I thank you for that. And I thank God because, you know, there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. But at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory and honor of God. Hallelujah. It's not my intentions to try to keep us long on the line today, but there is something that I would like to just put out there and talk about. I want to talk about it briefly because people are idolizing and imagifying. They're trying to turn Jesus into a hoax. They want to turn him into a racist thing. They want to say that Jesus is a white man and he's this, and that is not what salvation is about, and that salvation is one-sided because it's a white man religion. And I don't know if you hear it there, but I hear it here. They're talking about it's a white man's religion, every religion, everywhere you go, they got a white Jesus here and a white Jesus there. And so what I want to do is give you what the Word of God says. Amen. That's what I want to do, but give you what the Word of God says, because they're trying to turn salvation into religion. They want to turn being born again into a myth. Glory to God. But the Bible clearly tells us, Leviticus 26:1, ye shall make you no idols, nor graven image, neither rear you up a standing image, neither shall ye set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it, for I am the Lord your God. Glory to God. And there's another scripture. I don't have that with me today, but it's under another translation. There's a different translation which used the term picture. There's a different translation which used the term picture, image and picture. Well, what we have done in this nation, and one of the reasons why we've become so heathenistic and so pagan, yeah, they want a pagan, turn salvation into paganism, because it depicts Jesus. It depicts Jesus on a picture. And a lot of people in the home, you see pictures in their homes, nailing up in their bedroom, over their bed, in the living room, and you will see a picture of someone with blue eyes, long blonde hair, looking what they've made, try to look humble and pious, and they would say, this is Jesus. They said, this is Jesus. And they want everybody to know, this is Jesus. But they don't know who Jesus is or what he looked like, because pictures and cameras and Polaroids and all these things wasn't even around even during that time. They could hardly even get an inscription of what John the Baptist and John looked like. They don't even know what he looked like. So to get a picture and say, this is Jesus, no, that is not what Jesus looked like. I just want to make that perfectly clear. That is not what Jesus looked like. And when you see these pictures in your homes and in the wall, you don't have to go and tell that person, take it down. Mm-mm. You don't have to go and take it down, but you know that, first of all, we are not supposed to make an engraven image and say, this is what Jesus looked like, this is what God looked like. No one know what God looked like. And Jesus took on a body. He came in this earth, took on a body. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they said, well, this is what Jesus looked like, and that's what Jesus looked like. That is not what Jesus looked like. Let me share with you what Jesus looked like. Glory to God. In the scriptures. I'm not talking about something I'm trying to make up. I'm not trying to make up anything here. No, ain't trying to do that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you just give me just a few moments, I'm going to tell you what Jesus looked like. And it's definitely not going to be like that picture that you got in your house with the blonde eyes and the blue, yeah, the blue eyes and the blonde hair. That is not what Jesus looked like. Glory to God. This is what Jesus looked like. Glory to God. First, in Revelation chapter 1, verse 9, I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia and Ephesus and unto Smyrna and unto Pergamos and unto Thyatira and to Sardis and to Philadelphia and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see. Now, here's what John said. John said, I turned to see what? And I turned to see the voice that speak with me. So when John heard that, John wanted to turn around and see, what is this that is talking to me? Who is this? And he says, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the who? The Son of Man. He was clothed down, and he was clothed with a garment down to his foot, and girded with the patch with a golden girdle. His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow. And his eyes were as the flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. He laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of death, hell, and the grave. That does not look like somebody with blue eyes. That doesn't look like somebody with blue eyes and long blonde hair with a Caucasian image. It does not look like that. And so when we go around and people say this is what Jesus looked like, and they got their pictures in their homes, over their beds, in their living rooms, over their dining room, and they got somebody whose hand is cuffed together on a stone, kneeling and praying, looking up into the heaven, and they try to glorify him. That's not Jesus. That is not what Jesus looked like. And what did the Bible say? The Bible says in the book of Leviticus, chapter 26, ye shall make you no idols, nor graven image, neither rear you up a standing image, neither shall ye set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it. But I am the Lord your God. Ye shall keep my Sabbath and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. You're not to put that in your house. You're not to put that in your sanctuaries, in your churches, that this is Jesus. These are the things that makes people, you heard of pagans and heathens and all these other things? Exactly. Because that's what it is. It's pagan. Paganism. Paganism has to do with the Easter Bunny. Paganism has to do with the Christmas tree. Paganism has to do with all those different things. Paganism. We worship them. But yet we expect God to come to our rescue when we need him. We expect God to come to us and heal us when we have a headache, a backache, or whatever. We got it confused. We have it confused because we're not staying in the Word of God. And the Word clearly tells us this. It tells us there's no argument about that. There's no beef about that. We don't We don't have to argue about who Jesus is. The Word tells us clearly who he is. And he tells us who he is. He says, and it is what he said, I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And then when John saw him, what did he say? He said, in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man. One like unto the Son of Man. His likeness was as the Son of Man. How did he look? He was clothed with a golden, he was clothed with a garment down to his foot, a girdle about the path with a golden girdle. His head was like hair, his head and his hair was white like wool. In the picture that we have in the house, doesn't have him with hair white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as flaming fire. His what? His eyes are flaming fire. Well, the peach picture that we have in our homes, they have blue eyes. You don't have no eyes of flaming fire. Come on, really? So I'm just saying here that we need to get it right, and we need to do what the Bible says, because the image that we have in our house, we call him Jesus, is not Jesus. And the Bible says don't even make graven images, because we don't know what he looks like. God says in the book Jesus said of God, he said, I am God in the spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Must worship him in spirit and in truth. Glory to God. So the story is, and what I really want you to understand, is that we have it wrong. We have it wrong. Glory to God. And even before that, Daniel also saw an image of Jesus. He saw an image of Jesus, and that's what I love about prophecy. When you read prophecy and when you begin to understand prophecy, different people can see from different depths. When I say different depths, there are people who can see just a few days into the future. There are some who can see months in the future and even years in the future. Daniel was able to see many years in the future of what was taking place. And he too had seen an image of Jesus. And the image that he saw, glory to God, resembles the very same scripture that's written here in the book of Revelation. Glory to God. And it's the image that Daniel seen. Daniel saw Jesus. He saw him in his glorified state, and he wrote about it. Again, like I said, I'm not taking the time today to go into depth into the scriptures, but I will. I will do that at another time, and I will compare the scriptures with what Daniel said and what Revelation said about how Jesus looked. And it's the same. It is the same. Some little bit here and there, but you have to understand. For example, you get Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. And all of them tell the story of Jesus' coming on the earth and et cetera. And when you read their testimony, some may give a little more in depth, some may not. But nonetheless, everything else have the same similarities. The same thing with Daniel in the book of Revelation. They have the same similarities when it talks about who Jesus is. But my thing is, who is the blue-eyed, blonde hair-looking person, Caucasian, and, you know, but we call him Jesus. And these are the things that makes people says this religion is a white man's religion. This is that thing. These are those things that makes them says, y'all talking about y'all Christian, y'all this, that, and the other. And that's a white man religion. That's why. Because the image that is posted of him posts them as a white man. But that's not who God said we are. God said that Jesus said God is spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Jesus is spirit. He stands on the right hand of the Father. He's on the right hand of the Father. He's in his glorified body. And so we got the story wrong. And that's why you hear people saying that this is a white man's religion. When you tell the story right and you get it right, you will find out that this salvation is for everybody. This joy we have is for everybody. This peace we have is for everybody. This is not a one-sided we call it, people call it religion. Faith, hope, salvation, believing in God, trusting his son Jesus, it's for everybody. But when you look to try to see who Jesus is, go to the book of Revelation. You want to see what it looked like, because it's talk about him in his glorified state. Take that to the bank. And that blue-eyed, blonde-haired person, I don't know who that is. We don't know who that is. And how dare you, when binding the devil, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I bind you in the name of Jesus. And they run and grab that picture to the devil. They run and grab that picture and hold it up to the devil. I bind you in the name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. The devil say, yeah. You don't know your scripture. Mm-hmm. And you're going to rebuke me? And you don't know your scripture. At least the devil believes and trembles. He's going to say, this person, what in the world? He's going to come at me with a blue-eyed, blonde hair, Jesus. Even he, the devil, knows better than that. So I'm just saying, let's get our story right, and let's just praise God, bless God, and tell the world about who Jesus is. Everybody needs to know who Jesus is. Matter of fact, I preached that message many years ago when I was in Germany. I think I need to do it again real soon. Everybody needs to know who Jesus is. Everybody. God bless you all. God keep your heaven smile upon you. And if anybody has something you'd like to say, the line is open. God bless you.
God bless you. Pastor Williams, that was good. Because in a lot of churches, they have pictures. A big picture of Jesus is a white man with blonde hair.
Amen.
They do, especially like some of the Catholic churches. They have that graven image, like they're supporting a lot of idols and so forth. So I could say yes, that is so true. And I'm glad that the chapter, but I needed to get the one for Leviticus. I got the one for Revelation.
Amen.
Which was the chapter for Leviticus? I don't know which is the chapter for Leviticus, so I could now.
Amen. I don't have it with me right now. I don't have it right before me, but we will definitely, like I said, we will definitely do more of a study in this. We will do more in-depth study in this about what the scripture says. Okay? And you said, what
is
the...
Yeah, because we have a lot of them. Not even Jesus. Yep.
There's 4:16. Deuteronomy 4:16, lest you corrupt yourselves and make you a graven image, the similitude of any figure, the likeness of male or female. That is one of the better ones. That's Deuteronomy 4:16. Lest you corrupt yourselves and make you a graven image, the similitude or the likeness of any figure, the likeness of a male or female. And that's what people have done.
Okay.
You there?
Okay. Deuteronomy 4:16.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, today was a birthday, Pastor Williams. It says, when God plays something in your heart, he makes a way. So I got this number for an empty space. So I called the lady. Well, Pastor Williams, the lady gave me a place that was already a church and plus an office. At a discounted rate. She went through the whole nine yards. She told me she deals with kids herself. She even gave me another opportunity, but another school that is shut down, Pastor Williams. All they need to do is turn over the business. She said she's going to find out the information from me. When God gives you something, we just have to trust God that he is going to prepare the way. He's not going to leave his children fail. When I saw that today, Pastor Williams, I said, God, you're an amazing man. I don't know what else to say. I said, God, is it that you want me to get the job or you want me to open your business? You will let me know as you let me know every day. And yes, the lady and I just clicked one time. I told her. She came for me. We spoke. She even told me discount. She showed me the place, everything. We had a long, nice, healthy conversation. She even told me that would be such a great idea because the kids need that. Everything passed away. I mean, like, everything was just downloaded. She even told me she takes care of kids herself, and I was like, wow. Yep, wow.
Glory to God. Amen. Yep. That's nobody like God. Nobody like him.
I have to encourage somebody on the line that they need to trust God. If he placed something in your heart, trust that he will manifest it.
That's right.
In his time. In his time.
Right. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, we thank God for you, my sister. Thank you. Thank you for that word. Thank you. And that's just what the Lord is. He will come through. All we got to do is just put our trust in him.
Mm-hmm.